Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank the like button before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto de Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself. Structure your thoughts and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, we've got a guy that was so happy with his PS5 purchase that he put it in the front seat and forced his girlfriend to sit in the back. Looks like this guy knows his priorities. The PS5 is better company than most women these days anyways. Wait until the day lover bots are released and the robots ride in the front seat and the bio bags in the back seat. If this guy had a two-seater sports car and a little tiny area in the back, this would have been even better. Up next, we have a woman asking the question if people know how common it is for women to genuinely be terrified to reject men in case they react a certain way. Yes, and that's why women usually get fake apologetic and say things like, "It's not you, it's me." Or encouraging words like, "I'm sure the right girl is out there for you somewhere." This woman Boogie says women take their lives into their hands every time they reject men. Yeah, I don't buy that excuse either. Number three, we have Linda, the second shift manager at Taco Bell, saying that men are intimidated by successful women. But we don't want to sleep with a woman's success. It's only women that care about men's success, so they assume that men feel the same way back about them, without realizing there are biological differences. Yes, we're definitely intimidated by Linda, the fast food assistant manager. Moving on, we have a story from Time telling you that you shouldn't exercise to lose weight. Yes, because it's fat phobic to exercise, don't you know? But if we exercise, then we aren't fat phobic because there's no fear in us, because the fat ladies will never catch us. But I do agree with this somewhat because in reality, it's more about caloric intake instead of exercise. I've known women that gained weight while they were working out because they saw it as an excuse to eat more. Number five is Brandy, and she says there's nothing wrong with guys dating older women, but please don't dig them up. Looks like Madonna is doing really well these days. Either that, or this is a picture of two males. The only thing right about this picture is when he says he's going to spend the week with his boo. She looks like a ghost that goes boo. But many people still say this beats being an incel. Up next, the trad cucks in Spain are celebrating because the country is banning spicy content access for its minors. They'll probably use age verification, and those on the right are too stupid to realize that this is probably going to be used as an excuse to take away our online anonymity. And both the left and the right will agree to this because it's going to give them more power to the governments. Minors will still get it by using torrents and free VPNs. The only people that'll lose are those that want to say things anonymously on the internet. Number seven, we have a woman that's white, and her man is white too, but she just had a black baby. And she says it's 100% his. He then destroyed all of her art, the baby room, and said unspeakable things, and she's wondering if she's an a-hole for talking poorly of him. Yet she's the one that cheated on him, and she's using his response to make herself look like the victim. All it'll take to settle this is a simple DNA test. She can't stop lying now, can she? Moving on, whoever did this horrible casting needs to get fired. Also, why does she look like she's dressed for Mr. Mustache's youth in the picture? She's probably trying to look quirky, but just ends up looking creepy. Looks to me like alphabet people have ruined everything these days. She was great in Game of Thrones, but now she's past her prime and awkward like a female Macaulay Culkin or something. Number 9, all three types of structures of the person making this meme's taste in women, including the trash bin type in the bottom, as well as the bimbo-looking building on the right, and the Wednesday Addams-looking one on the left. Maybe the recycling one represents street-walking meat or something. They all look like rental properties to me. Up next, meet Marvel's newest superhero, Echo. She's the first female Native American deaf amputee superhero with a prosthetic leg. But the real question is she a he? You know that no one really cares about Marvel and superheroes anymore and no one is going to be watching it, pissing off blue-haired fake woke nerds promoting it. People like her will say if you don't like it, nobody is forcing you to watch it. But when you don't watch it, they'll call you a hateful misogynist for staying away. You can't win with these crazies. Number 11 is Natalie saying that men's grandfathers weren't whining about what women did or didn't bring to the table back in the day. But women actually did bring virginity, cooking, cleaning, and sheltering skills. Grandma also didn't have a phone with hundreds of dudes ready to do her at a moment's notice. And grandmas didn't whine about how a sub-5 hit on her. Moving on, we have Susanna and Emily, and they're trying to break down the stigma of herpes. They say they won't be shamed. Well, that's not their prerogative. But seriously, they'll get no stigma from me. I'm just gonna stay away from them. It must be a really bad case if they're going all propaganda mode on this. I don't know about you, but if I had herpes, I wouldn't go around telling anyone. They just shame themselves. Number 13, speaking of shame, we have a woman who slept with 300 people in a single year, revealing why she's still single. Oh, I think we already know why. Just imagine the panic she would be in if somehow she got pregnant. At least she took a few days off during the year. The headline should actually read, woman who slept with 300 men in a year is single. Here's her 1,000 schwing-schwang stare that's just chilling to my bones. Up next, choose wisely, young man. The correct choice is none of them, including the one that's photobombing the attractive women in pajamas wearing what looks like a SpongeBob shirt. That's what gamer girls used to look like in the 90s and early 2000s. They were complete slobs that were fat, never wore makeup, and ate big bags of potato chips in one sitting. This one gives off a Sam Kennison vibe to me. Number 15, when women see the average man, they don't get excited by him. But when he's a serial ender, they can't help but get the hots for him and tell him how much they love him. Why do you think that so many female prison guards are banging the prisoners that they protect? If the average incel wants to get laid, he's got a better chance of doing it if he's a dangerous inmate these days. He's dangerous and it makes her feel like she's dangerous too. Women love their criminals, it seems. Moving on is overweight Anna. She's had this picture up for a week and has 30,000 likes on it, but no one has actually asked her out. Well, she has her right leg behind her left one, so no one can see how wide she really is. Plus, it looks like she hasn't had any real cleavage in at least a decade. But what's wrong with her knee? It looks like her calf and thigh have fused together or something. Number 17, finally some good news over Disney. She-Hulk Season 2 is canceled because they spent all their money. Season 1 was over $200 million, and for what? Bad green makeup and twerking. The destruction of Disney has been by design to crash the share price and make short sellers a ton of money. At some point it'll stop and they'll go back to making good quality content again. The makeup is so bad here that it looks like the She-Hulk belongs in Shrek. Up next is a woman asking the question, her or PS5? Hell, I'll be taking a PS2 over you any day, lady. Other people are saying that they would take a Magnavox Odyssey or even go back to board games instead of being with her. She makes it way too easy to pick something else over her. But she's probably the average woman these days with sky-high expectations. Number 19, the woman on the right was trying to get a dress that looks similar to the one on the left. But unfortunately for us, she doesn't actually see the well-placed waterfall and makes it look like she has some leakage going on or something. Now she can feel like a man standing up to urinate. The woman on the left looks like a traditional Southeast Asian woman, while the woman on the right looks like she might be an alphabet person, because her shoulders look wider than her hips. Moving on is a woman that thinks there's no difference between sleeping with 36 men versus sleeping with one man 36 times. The 36 AI-generated guys are all laughing at her, as she says it. According to the research, women that have had more partners are more likely to be depressed, and also a lot less likely to be happy. Does the same apply to men? Number 21, USA Today says that only dirt and tools were found in the tunnels under the synagogues in New York. Remember what George Orwell said in 1984, that the party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command. No, they didn't find these mattresses in the tunnels, because they were taken away on camera. The USA Today has also lost all of its credibility now. Up next is a tradition in Denmark that we need to bring back now. Back in the day, if you were a woman that reached her 25th birthday without tying the knot, you would be shamed by being covered in cinnamon. I'm glad they said cinnamon instead of the sauce from a chubby custard launcher. The spice theme continued, and if you reached 35 without being married, then you would be peppered instead. Here's a single guy being spiced up. Just look how happy he looks not to have to get married at that age. Number 23 is a woman before and after she got all her facial fillers. What is it with women doing these procedures these days that make them look like men pretending to be women? She was beautiful and feminine, and now looks unrecognizable. She calls it a glow-up, and I just call it a glow-down. If you recall, Angelina Jolie did the same thing to her face, only to a lesser degree. Moving on, as a woman, they used to be an OF model, but now she's rebranding by baking sourdough, wearing long, flowing flower dresses, living for God and speaking against modern feminism. I think we have another one of those born-again virgins on our hands here. Some simp might forgive her past, but the internet never will. But it doesn't matter. She's over 30 and wearing a bottle of makeup. It's all over except for the cats. Number 25 and the last one is a guy that makes a valid point. Women always tell guys to stop working out, and then no one cares about their muscles. But then the same women will go ahead and post a picture of their kids that they had outside of wedlock. Why is that? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, and that's about it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.